1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With a deadline looming for other countries, President Trump says he's given Mexico more time to strike a trade deal. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Trump spoke with Mexico's president on the phone today and announced he's extending that country's current tariff rate another 90 days while negotiations continue.
President Trump's Mideast envoy was in Israel today for talks on getting a ceasefire deal in Gaza and the growing international pressure on Israel. Reporter Robert Berger.
So far, the voice that really counts on all of this, President Trump, is backing Israel and opposing this move for a Palestinian state.
The extreme heat is lingering in much of the south. Farther north, there is the risk of severe weather.
Heavy rainfall is going to move into the northeast, into our urban corridors, and that's going to cause a significant concern.
Meteorologist Grant Gilmore says several inches of rain could fall quickly with those storms. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. What is the role of church in politics and democracy? Wisconsin faith leaders discussed that topic. Lisa Hale has the story.
When communities of faith work to support, uplift, or serve marginalized communities of people, or when they sponsor voter registration drives, or encourage participation in movements, are they being political, or are they defending democracy?
Democracy is the key tenet of all of our work, that we want here in Wisconsin to promote voting, to promote free and fair access to the ballots, and it is rooted in almost every single one of our ideologies. It's really beautiful to see the common ground that all people are deserving of the dignity and the rights of voting.
That's Rhonda Linder of the Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign. Meanwhile, Reverend Brianna Ilane, the director of Ecumenical Innovation and Justice Initiative of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, said faith and religion are political, but should be nonpartisan.
I do think there is something about being partisan and nonpartisan, and that's where we get into problems. And so I have a lot of this discussion in my work with churches to say, like, the gospel is political. Jesus made statements that were political and pushed against the norms of his day and pushed against injustice. And so we can be political, just don't be partisan.
Ayane and Linder were part of a panel of faith leaders from across Wisconsin appearing at a conference sponsored and hosted by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust, or WISACT. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff?
Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Unfortunately, most all of us know someone who's been touched by cancer. On our next show, we'll be at WRCE in Richland Center to talk Walk with Grace, a great benefit for those who are suffering.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. One of the Substack newsletters that I religiously read that I think is just often brilliant, always useful and informative, is written by a guy named Jason Egenberg. It's substack.com/Jason Egenberg or Jason Egenberg, E-G-E-N-B-E-R-G, by the way, or jasonegenberg.substack.com, I'm pretty sure. And Jason's on the line with us. Jason, welcome to the program, and congratulations on some really powerful writing that you've been doing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciated that. And coming from you, I don't know that there's a higher compliment anyone can get. This is a time where I think we all need to be speaking out, and we all need to be sharing our thoughts, and when we're seeing things that just aren't right, and for me at least, downright un-American, we need to say it.
Yeah, amen. Do I have all the information right on how people can find your website and everything?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not the foremost expert on how to find people on the internet.
I got it. So you wrote a piece the other day called "The Tower That Tells the Truth," and this article, this is what, you know, I reached out to Sean and asked her to book you based on this article, because it was so profoundly shocking and also informative. You start out with this the story of Belgrade. I've not been to Serbia, but I was in Croatia some years ago with Tom Hayden. In fact, we spent a week in Dubrovnik and with our families, and you can still see the bullet holes, right, in the old city, you know, around the outside of the city. And people remember the war. I was doing my show from a local radio station. They let us borrow a studio. And I asked the guy who owned the station, you know, what was the war like and what happened to him and his family. And he just broke down crying. His wife had been raped and his daughter had been murdered by the Serbs. And so anyhow, in Belgrade, there's this building that was bombed by NATO in 1999 that they've been preserving as kind of a memorial to the war. Tell us about that as a starting point for your article.
So when the United Nations began, when we go back to the early 90s, post Cold War, when a lot of the dictatorships and the Iron Curtain fell down, you know, the United States made it very clear that we were not going to allow genocide. We were not going to allow religious persecution. And of course, everybody knows the UN went in and bombings began by the UN, which at the time was a little critical under the Clinton administration, and under the Bush administration. But there were these buildings in Belgrade that were government buildings that were destroyed, that were bombed, and they became the symbol of what happens when dictators try to ethnically cleanse areas.
It's sort of like preserving Auschwitz, you know, or Dachau.
In a way, yes. In a way, that's a great, that's a perfect example. They became these symbols. You know, you go back to Tiananmen Square, and obviously there are no symbols today about what happened in Tiananmen Square. But yes, it was this symbol of what happened. It was a symbol of this brutality that ruled what was the parts of the former Yugoslavia.
Right. So now,
it stood for 30 years and was recently torn down.
Right. And it's being torn down because
our president's company will be building a tower where that building and that memorial, in a way, a memorial, as we created here in the United States at Ground Zero, where that memorial stood, that reminder of history. The Trump organization will be building Trump Tower apartments where that once stood.
Jeez.
And I think the irony of that is unbelievable.
Yeah. Not to mention, you know, Trump, basically profiting off his presidency in a way that George Washington has to be rolling over in his grave. Now, you, in your article, we're talking with Jason Eigenberg. His Substack newsletter, the article that we're talking about is titled The Tower That Tells the Truth. Jason Eigenberg.substack.com is the website, I believe. You use that as the starting point in your article to step off into this larger discussion about how, since the end of World War II, but I would argue largely since the end of World War I, with Woodrow Wilson wanting the League of Nations and all that kind of stuff, that the United States has basically been in the democracy business. We've been in the business for a century anyway, you know, more or less, of promoting the idea of, power flowing from the people, that the politicians are servants of the people, that democracy is the best form of government out there. And suddenly now with the Trump administration, that has come to a screeching halt. In fact, it's being reversed. Tell us about that.
I used to say America, despite some of the things we've done during the Cold War, how we propped up certain types of governments to stop communism, we in a way were the world's moral compass. We didn't always act that way. But what we said was humanity and freedom always matter. And as we've ceded the world stage, as we've stepped away from that moral compass, the fear of American, I don't want to say retribution, but what America would do if certain lines were crossed is being erased. And the reason I chose Trump Tower being built was just because of the irony of it, but that symbol, that moment in time where we said no, where we said this is not okay. We will not allow ethnic cleansing. We will not allow people to be persecuted because of their religion. We will stand up and we will stand with them. Since 2017, that is eroded. That is gone. And we're seeing more and more brutality throughout the world, whether it's what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine, the Sudan, whether it's Israel and Gaza. We're just seeing the morality of the world erode. And it was America who took the lead in that. We believed in freedom and democracy and equality. And we sent that message to the world. And now there's a vacuum.
We literally sent that message to the world. We had, you know, Radio Free Europe. We had Radio Liberty. We were broadcasting, you know, in dozens of languages all over the world, messages of democracy. We had the U.S. Peace Agency. We had USAID. We had all these federal facilities. And now Carrie Lake is running our propaganda operation.
Which is horrifying.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most horrifying things. I can't even, there are no words to describe the thought of Carrie Lake running are, you know, running our message to the world.
For people who don't know, she's the crackpot Republican out of Arizona, I believe it is, who ran for governor and lost and then claimed that the election was rigged and is full-on conspiracy nut, QAnon, Donald Trump.
If you listen to Carrie Lake, there's no such thing as free elections in the United States. Everything is rigged by the Democrats. Exactly. Votes come in the middle of the night. And this is a woman sending our message of freedom out to the world. And it's not so much that she's changing the message. We're getting rid of that. We're getting rid of that. We're getting rid of that voice that was so important throughout the world. And it comes back to asking ourselves, who are we as a country? Who are we now? You know, and I get into debates with a lot of people. Well, America did this, America did that, but we were its moral compass. Mm-hmm. When we were the voice of freedom. We were this, I don't want to use the word saviors because that's such a ridiculous word, but we were hope.
Yeah, no, I mean, we screwed up a lot of stuff, you know, I mean, Pinochet and Mossadegh and blah, 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 but you're absolutely right. We were the shining city on the hill, to quote Ronald Reagan.
Saddam Hussein justified an ends to a mean in the Cold War. The Iraq-Iran war was a proxy war between us and Russia.
Yeah.
So, you know, historically, you know, Venezuela, a lot of the Central American countries, you know, the things we did down there, you know, the years we left Noriega in power in Panama, we allowed the drug cartels to take over in Colombia. So America's got a lot of faults. Let's not kid ourselves, the things that we've done. But there was this sense of this beacon of hope that we were able to portray to the world that is now gone.
Yeah. You know, so, I only have a minute and 20 seconds before we hit a hard break that I can't control. This seems to me to be the Trump administration basically announcing, we don't care about democracy anymore because we intend to deconstruct democracy here in the United States. And it sure looks to me like that's what they're doing. What say you?
I also think we're going back to an isolationist point of view. I think a lot of MAGA's existence comes from this wrong notion that so much money is spent in foreign policy. I think the damage they did with USAID is extremely important. That was a vessel to funnel money into other governments. The CIA, actually, let's be honest, did use that to help funnel money to stop dictatorships, to stop the flow of communism, to run organizations. But it was a vital part of it was a vital part of how we distributed money around the world, and that's gone. And yes, the message we are sending to the world today is that America, as it once was, the freedom of hope, the freedom of democracy, the American experiment, is withdrawing from the world, but we're also withdrawing from freedoms. Where the assault on freedom of speech, the assault on freedom, on all of our freedoms.
Yeah, on universities, on journalists, on judges. I mean, this is, you know,
he's going after journalists now. Yeah. What's going on at CBS, what's going on at ABC.
Yep.
What he did yesterday to Caitlin Collins.
Yep. Jason, I'm out of time here, but Jason Eigenberg, check out his Substack newsletter, Eigenberg, jasonegenberg.substack.com. Thanks so much for dropping by, Jason.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stick around.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a septic, no more nasty wind. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. Louise swears by this stuff, by the way. It really does work. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience, Vibrience.com/THOM to save up to 37% off and get that free shipping on this Super C Serum. Vibrience.com/Tom is the website to get your 37% discount.
No need to explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers too, and they're looking.
it's law, they say it's peace, but all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please. In the land of the free, show your name, your blood, your history.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Bernie is out there, and he is kicking ass. On Friday, August 8th, he will be in Wheeling, West Virginia. On Saturday, August 9th, he will be in Lenoir, West Virginia, at 11:30 in the morning. And then also on August 9th, he will be in Charleston, West Virginia, at 3:30 in the afternoon. He's doing two of these things in West Virginia. Then on August 10th, he's doing two of them in North Carolina, the first in Greensboro at 11:30 in the morning, the second at 3:30 in the afternoon in Asheville. I don't know if... this is his fighting oligarchy tour. I don't know if he's going to have AOC with him or not. He has in the past, but you know, sometimes he does them with her and sometimes he doesn't. And this press release doesn't specify. Meanwhile, our geeky science for the day, or crazy alert, I'm not sure. It could be one or the other. 25 people were injured in a severe case of turbulence that forced a Delta Airlines jet that was flying from Salt Lake City, Utah, to Amsterdam to make an emergency landing in Minneapolis. The turbulence hit as the meal was being served, which threw the flight attendants and food into the air. And just, it was, one of the guys who was on the plane said, I just watched a wine cart get thrown into the air. And then Paul Williams, who is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Reading, told the BBC, quote, we can expect a doubling or tripling in the amount of severe turbulence around the world in the next few decades as a result of global warming. That's the global warming that Donald Trump tells you is a hoax, that the Lee Zeldin, the new administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, is just ending all science about and saying, no, we're not going to talk about that anymore. In fact, we're not even going to do research on that anymore. They just shut down their major scientific research branch within the EPA. I mean, this is just general insanity. On the other side of the break, I'll be picking up your calls. We'll start with Kevin in Santa Rosa, listening on KNYP, and 202-808-9925 is the telephone number. Stick around. We'll be right back with you on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Peter Galili is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stock with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinches myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday at 8:05, we're talking live with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez about her journey from nurse to healthcare leader to legislator to candidate for governor.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Marshfield Police Department is warning of scammers writing worthless checks at local dealerships. The most recent incident happened on June 28th at Wheelers of Marshfield. Two individuals, who have since been identified as Jamie Sue Wolbing, age 48, and Corey Aaron Berendez, age 27, purchased a vehicle using a check for $60,000. Several days later, the check was found to be written without sufficient funds for the dealership to receive the money. Berendez returned the vehicle, however, parts were removed and sold. Marshfield police believe the female, Wolbing, also known by the last names of Boring, Reitmeyer, or a combination of two of any of those three names, is possibly involved with similar incidents throughout the state. If you have any information on this or similar incidents, please contact the Marshfield Police Department. It's opaque, it's white, but is it really milk? Savannah Tome Olson reports on a new bill.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill we've seen before aimed at making sure oat milk, almond milk, and soy milk cannot call themselves milk on the label. The Dairy Pride Act would require the FDA enforce the law so companies could not call their products milk, yogurt, or cheese unless they come from animals. Baldwin has introduced this bill before. She says this time it has more bipartisan support. If passed and signed into law, producers would have 90 days to rename and relabel their products.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding eligible hunters hoping to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities to contact and confirm a location with a landowner sponsor before mid-September. The hunt will take place October 4th through the 12th, and hunters need to have secured a location before September 15th. You can find more info on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
In a special edition, former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter joins us to break down how digital currency could undermine democracy. Don't miss this important conversation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains.
This isn't protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. That's ffrf.us/school. Text fees may apply.
I've seen a world in shadows and blood. Kids dodging bullets, no help from above. Presidents for sale in gold leaf rooms. Bribes whispered under foreign moons. But I never thought I'd see it here. Where freedom's fading into fear. A man in red, a heart so cold. Trading stars and stripes for gold. Will corruption be Trump's Achilles heel? Will the truth break through what he won't reveal? He's shaking hands with tyrants, signing deals, but how long till the people
feel? Well, let's hope so, huh? Welcome back. What's on your mind today? Kevin in Santa Rosa. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hi. Okay, you were talking about the California law that eliminated gerrymandering. And we got rid of gerrymandering via an initiative. California, the legislature and the governor cannot even modify anything that's passed via initiative. They can't touch it. And therefore, the California legislature can't re-implement gerrymandering. The best that they could do would be they could put an initiative on a ballot, and then we would all vote on that. Mm-hmm. Now, when the original and the initiative to eliminate gerrymandering was on the ballot, both parties were against it because gerrymandering protects incumbents, but we passed it anyway.
Right.
So, and now,
do you recall the margin by which it passed?
It was pretty big, I think.
Yeah.
Passed, we had 19 Republicans in the House. Mm-hmm. Now we have 9. Okay.
Yeah, so, that was as a result of gerrymandering back, what, during the Reagan governorship? Okay.
Okay. We passed this in 2008 or 10, something like that.
Okay. So it's recent.
I went back through the history of this last week, and we generally had around 20 Republicans in the House, and at the highest I saw in the last couple decades was 26. Mm-hmm. It reached a low point in 2018 when it was 7, then went up to 11, then 12. Now it's, and then in 2024, Democrats gained 3 seats. We're down to 9. Mm-hmm. Gerrymandering was a disaster for California because the state legislatures were also gerrymandered. And in California, we have a law that says that to pass a state budget, they need a 2/3 vote in both houses, and we can never get 2 majorities. And after 2010, that problem is fixed.
Interesting. As a result of any gerrymandering.
We had given the Republicans a filibuster to control the budget so they could control the state.
Right. Right. I get it.
Okay. So I don't, people turn their brains on. I don't see us putting that back. I think we should keep California as an example of how states should get rid of gerrymandering, and they ought to look at our initiative law because it makes California a democracy.
I get that, Kevin, but you know that there's not a single Republican-controlled state in the nation that is going to do what you just said.
That's right. I don't know how the Democrats work on that. I mean, I think that
because ballot initiatives can't be altered by the legislature.
Right. We passed that initiative law in 1911. I looked it up.
That was the great progressive upswelling, that came with the Teddy Roosevelt and William Howard Taft presidencies. That was when about half the states in the United States got
you know, ballot initiative laws, you know, because so many legislatures were so corrupt. I totally get the history of it, Gavin. I'm just wondering if Gavin Newsom wants to do something. Basically, it sounds from what you're saying, and I'm trusting you to be more well-informed about this than I am. You live there, and obviously you're paying attention. I'm wondering, what can he do other than put a new ballot initiative on the ballot? And then, you know, if he's going to do this for the 2026 election, what's he going to do this November 2025? Or call a special election?
Yeah, the time is looking really compressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we, a couple of years ago, there was something about us, like, getting rid of daylight savings or something.
Mm-hmm.
What we actually did was the daylight savings law was put into effect via initiative in 1948. And we passed an initiative to give the legislature permission to modify it.
Oh, interesting.
That's pretty strict.
Yeah, 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 it is. Kevin, thank you. This has been a very informative phone conversation. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I've been meaning to tell you this for weeks. So.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got through.
All right.
Thanks for the call. And thanks for listening to KNYP. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sandy in Hillsdale, Illinois, or Hinsdale, Illinois. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, your guest that you had on, the author, I believe
Jason
you said
Eigenberg?
I believe so. He was talking specifically about how democracy, the way we tried to spread it around the world, for the most part, we were trusted, we were respected, and even through our own mistakes, democracy in our country had a reputation, I didn't know that Carrie Lake is now in charge of Radio Free Europe.
Yep.
But my question to you is that, you know, I'm thinking of this in a personal nature. Let's say a friend or a family member that you've trusted for most of your life suddenly changes so dramatically and starts lying or cheating or behaving so immorally. That person might never gain your respect again. How does it work with nations?
Yeah, it's largely the same way, Sandy, and that's the problem. Jason Eigenberg, in his op-ed over on Substack, he writes, this is just one paragraph I'll share with you. As the result of Trump ending basically any promotion or advocacy for democracy worldwide coming out of the United States, he writes, in Cambodia, journalists have been jailed under new laws criminalizing foreign interference. In Tanzania, opposition leader Tundu Lissu was arrested in May and charged with treason. In Indonesia, President Subianto has moved to militarize key domestic institutions and revise civilian control over government while silencing critics through legislation. In Nigeria, President Tinubu's administration passed a sweeping new security law that rights groups say effectively legalizes political suppression. And then, of course, we all know what's going on in El Salvador with President Bukele, who calls himself the world's coolest dictator. These guys are all going full-on dictator because they no longer fear that the United States will chide them or stop them or punish them even. It's just an extraordinarily unhealthy thing. So
you don't see the, let's say the next president, for instance, might be Gavin Newsom. Would that, would his presence change? Would we then
I think
right
you'll
back?
See what you saw during the Biden administration, which is that the rest of the world is hopeful that America's back, but they're not entirely trusting us. And so it gets just a whole lot harder to do anything. And, it's going to take a genuine, widespread, large scale repudiation of the Republican Party's embrace of fascism and the Republican Party's rejection of democracy, small d democracy, in order for any other democratic country in the world to begin trusting us. I just don't see how it happens, you know, any other way. And, you know, that's very troubling. I mean, it's extremely troubling. But
it truly is. It truly is for the future for our grandkids.
I don't see a solution. So, thank you for the call. Tim in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just have so many questions, but I'll try to tap it down a little bit. But just recently, there is no fascism coming out of the Republican Party. Fascists, oh my God, you are wrong on so many topics. But I'll start with my first question. What part of illegal immigration do you not understand? Answer me that.
Tim, are you trying to have a reasonable conversation here, or do you think you're scoring points with these kinds of weird?
Well, no,
I'm
asking questions. I mean,
Tim, what part of illegal immigration do you not understand?
We are not a fascist country.
We're quickly becoming one, Tim.
He's going to be accused of treason very shortly because him and Comey and Brennan and Clinton made up the Russian collusion scandal. You don't talk about that.
Well, according to Marco Rubio, who is currently our Secretary of State, Tim, put a cork in it for a second. According to Marco Rubio, who is currently our Secretary of State, in the document that the Senate Republicans authored and he signed off on, Russia tried to intervene in our election in 2016 by hacking the DNC, and releasing Hillary Clinton's emails. And Donald Trump made heavy use of that. They also tried to intervene in 2016. And again, the CIA agrees with this. The National Security Council agrees with this. Marco Rubio agrees with this. And all of the Republicans in the Senate signed off on a document that said this in 2017. The other thing that the Russians did is they also were flooding Facebook using information that Paul Manafort gave them. Paul Manafort was Putin's guy in Ukraine, and he came over and then ran the Trump campaign. And if you don't know this stuff, you are just terribly and sadly uninformed.
Our country is in the best condition shape. Illegal immigration is almost at zero.
So?
And that's what we needed. That's what Trump was elected for. The tariffs are working.
Yeah, they're working to produce inflation. I'm a fan of tariffs, actually,
control.
Tim, but I just think that they shouldn't be done stupidly. I don't think you put tariffs on countries so that their leaders will
come
and suck up to you.
Look at all the trade agreements that Trump has negotiated.
He hasn't signed a single one, Tim. There's not one trade agreement that Trump has yet signed.
Europe, Japan, Taiwan.
No, those are not trade agreements that are signed. Those are frameworks. Those are, we'll
so
have a discussion.
A time, so
we'll agree to someday. We'll agree to someday agree. But no, there are no trade agreements. Trump has not.
And Democrats are so buried that they'll never be elected anytime soon. So all these old people that are calling you and they can't. Trump's respected. We don't have to be loved.
Americans don't like fascism. We fought a war against the fascists in Europe, and we're not really genuinely happy with the fascists in the GOP. So
you know, that's your term. That's Democrats. Just like Trump being convicted, it was a bunch
of
New
York. So,
what's
your definition of fascism, Tim?
The definition of fascism. Let's see. Controlling the people, making them take shots, making them lose their jobs because they didn't take the jab. That's fascism.
Oh, okay.
That's fascism.
So you really have gone down the rabbit hole, haven't you?
No, I've not.
Thanks a lot for the call. I look forward to future conversations, but I'm hitting a hard break here. I can't stop it. So thank you for the call. And thanks for listening to us on Civic Media there in Wisconsin. 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in more of your calls in just a second. Stick with me.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a second. Stick around.
No.
now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000 plus acre Class A muskie lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your emergency medical kit, your medical emergency kit like mine, and match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip that thing in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues.
strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out to get that $45 discount. Promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. We're knocking on the door. Welcome to Bernie's Anti. Again, Bernie, on August 8th, he'll be in Wheeling, West Virginia. August 9th in Lenoir, West Virginia. August also in Charleston, West Virginia that day. On August 10th in Greensboro, North Carolina, and in Asheville, North Carolina. So Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour is rolling along. John in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. The first one is all these Democrats that keep coming on here talking about how the party ain't doing enough and this and that and the other. What have they done? What are they doing? Have they ever volunteered for a campaign? Have they ever, you know, donated or done anything over the past 40 years like I have, to get Democratic leaders elected?
You're sounding like...
I've volunteered for...
Excuse me, John. Finish your thought. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I mean, have they volunteered, to do anything for that? And it's really just hypocritical of them to sit over and say the party needs to do more of this and that and the other when they haven't done anything, and that includes showing up to vote.
No, I get it. You're sounding like my old friend Joe Madison, you know, who when people would call up and say, well, you know, they ought to quack, 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 and Joe would say, well, what are you going to do about it? And
No, I'm not saying what are you going to do about it. What I'm saying is what have you done?
Well,
because a lot of the same people that are doing this complaining really haven't even bothered to show up to vote, much less
maybe not in the past. I have a feeling an awful lot of them are going to be showing up in the future, John.
Well, yeah, the way things are getting worse, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
So I'm willing to overlook past transgressions of omission, and in the hope that we're going to see future behaviors of commission. John, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Right. It's great to hear from you. Do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on the other side tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night, and without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAW. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he's giving more time to Mexico to reach a trade deal. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
The negotiations with Mexico, as opposed to other countries, are complicated. They're more complicated for the United States because of the border that we share.
For other countries, the deadline to reach a deal is still midnight. Federal appeals court is looking into Trump's use of an emergency powers law to impose the sweeping tariffs. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says it's all about the international Emergency Economic Powers Act.
We're looking at questions about whether or not Congress can actually give the president this power at all.
The White House said today the president's Mideast envoy, Steve Witkoff, will travel to Gaza tomorrow to inspect food aid delivery. There was a last-minute weather scrub for the SpaceX launch today. The U.S., Japanese, Russian crew will spend at least 6 months at the space station. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.